The Jangle. That's fantastic. Sonic Youth, Teenage Riot, especially a favorite of people that aren't huge Sonic Youth fans, but thank you. That sounded fantastic. Oh, and CGSF, The Noise of Carpet.
This is Leticia speaking from Stereolab. Hey, you're listening to
The Noise of Carpet on
CJSF
90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. There's Leticia. She's playing with her new band in March. We're going to go through the gig listings in a little while here. And in March, I believe, at the Fox Theater in Vancouver, Leticia and her new band. That's great. So let's move on to another one, another anthem. Superchunk, who are also playing here, I think, in February. Band from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, which was part of a scene. I think Mac from the band started a label. I think it's Merge Records, off the top of my head. And anyway, so the description in the Guardian article about Generation X anthems went like this. So the song is called Slack Motherfucker from 1989. Originally used to describe draft dodgers in the U.S. during the First World War, the term slacker, as is currently understood, was popularized by the first Back to the Future film. McFly, you're a slacker. Over the next decade, the tag became linked to indie filmmakers, including Richard Linklater, so a film called Slacker, and Kevin Smith, Clerks, and bands such as Pavement and Guided by Voices. Another early use of the term came from Superchunk, who, in addition to founding slacker rock powerhouse Merge Records, there you go, released this song, a scrappy gem that sees a disgruntled employee accuses boss of slacking off on the job in the strongest possible terms. So let's have a listen to this from 1989, heading into 1990. I've got this version from the Tossing Seeds compilation on CD from Merge Records. And yeah, I'll just challenge you to not sing this when you're walking around your office or your house and somebody's just not carrying the load. So this is Slack MF on CGSF 90.1 FM. And CGSF.ca, Noise of Carpet. Thanks for listening. It's a super set. Here's Superconductor from Vancouver. Bet no one's played these two in a row before. The song's called Nobody's Cutie from Hit Songs for Girls. Hit Songs for Girls, 1995, I believe. Fade that down. Superconductor from Vancouver, Carl and that band with a bunch of guitarists. Saw them live at some point. It was quite fast and a lot of energy and very good. Love the cover of this album. Fantastic. As sort of a painting of a younger female in a frame in the middle, and this great cover. So well done, guys. Carl went on to Zampano and flirted with South of the Border Success. I don't know if they're on Sub Pop, maybe. And came back to New Pornographers, and you know all about them and their success. So let's go through the... thanks for listening again today at CJSF. Let's go through the gig listings. Noise of Carpet approved gigs coming up in Vancouver, British Columbia. If you're listening to outside of this local area, you can always fly in for these. There are airplanes that come into the airport every day. Skinny Puppy's playing tonight at the Commodore, and tomorrow night, Skinny Puppy from Vancouver. Legendary. Depeche Mode Young opening for Depeche Mode tomorrow night. Rogers is Young Fathers from Scotland. They're exciting and good. We're trying to get them on today, but may not. Katie Tupper at the Fox on November 28th. Indigo D'Souza at the Hollywood November 30th. Actors, Dark Wave band from Vancouver. Actors at the Rickshaw December 1st. One of my favorite places in town. Always nice. And the big, burly, strong security guard is such a nice guy, too. Hannah Georges at the Hollywood December 7th. Vagabond at the Biltmore December 9th. Devendra Banhart, that freak folk fella, at the Commodore, December 13th. Keithmas at the Rickshaw. That sold out December 16th. Thievery Corporation is at the Harbor Event Center. Never been there. I think it's at the Convention Center December 28th. And selected bands coming to town in the new year. Sunny War, we've played her before on this show. And an open mic January 22nd at the Fox. Poolside at Hollywood February 3rd. The Kills at the Commodore February 6th. Superchunk there. With a band called Effed Up, because I don't want to have said the F word too many times today. Effed Up at the Rickshaw February 8th. Feist at the Commodore February 12th. Squid at Rickshaw February 24th. That new post-punk 2.0 scene out of the UK, Squid. I think they played last year but missed it. Ministry and Gary Newman at the Commodore, March 3rd. Leticia Sadie at the Fox, March 6th with her new music. Maybe play some Sarah Lab songs, I'm not sure. The House Band, we'll call them from now on. We don't say the S word anymore. Arlo Parks, Commodore, March 7th. Slater-Kinney. And it's written down here as Sweater Kinney at the Vogue, April 4th. So Slater Kinney there. Bar Italia, another post-punk outfit from the UK at the Hollywood, April 9th. Jose Gonzalez from Sweden, Orpheum, April 23rd. And Yard Act at the Rickshaw, June 7th. So it's a long time away. So those are Noise or Carpet approved bands coming up. And I know there's a whole bunch more, and there's tons of stuff going on in town. So the live music is back, and really enjoy. So let's move on here. Let's try this new band called Patio. They are from a New York City region, I believe. The song is called Routine, and it sounded, I've listened a couple times, sounds pretty good, brand new on the playlist this week from Connor. So here we go. This is Routine from Patio on CGSF, The Noise of Carpet.
Burst through its cracks, I saw a digital landscape. When I feel so weak within this digital landscape, open expanse. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that sounds all right. That's the Julies with Heaven's a Dance Floor from Always and Always. I guess they're around. I just did a little bit of reading around in the 90s, so what? How would I know that? Anyway, that sounds okay. A bit of shoegaze revival there. The Julies, I think they're from the States. Before that, Patio with a song called Routine, which I enjoyed as well, Collection. Again, lots of jangle there, and I guess, I don't know, do you like the jangle? I fall for it every single time. Whispery vocals, the jangle, it's, yeah, that's my thing for sure. And so I know some people hate it. So anyway, thank you for listening today. It's been the Noise of Carpet. I've got a request coming up for a Canadian band called 13 Engines. They, again, flirted with success south of the border in the 90s, had a lot of success in Canada, and kind of got... And we're going to talk about Can Rock from the 90s at some point. We'll have a show or two or three or four about what happened, where it came from, the excitement in the early 90s, major labels chasing after anybody, and sort of broken dreams at the end, sort of by 97, 98, when things were wrapping up. But we'll get to that eventually. So this is a nice song called King of Saturday Night for my King of Fish Cakes listening to me in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Rod, thanks for listening again. So this is for you, King of Saturday Night. And he has just informed me that this show is number one in Asbestos, Quebec. So we are going to play for them. So anyone from Asbestos listening tonight, this one's for you and for you for Saturday night. So stick around for Radio Gotha, and maybe we will, if we have a few minutes, we might punish you with a little bit of boot sauce to wrap up the show, because how often do you hear boot sauce anymore from funk metal from 1990? So anyway, thanks for listening. As I said, stick around for Radio Gotha, and this is 13 Engines on CJSF 90.1 FM, and also check out Noise of Carpet Radio on Instagram. Thanks very much. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
When he came home late, he wiped his bloody face. He heard her say, "Where is your crown? The King of Saturday Night." "Go ahead and laugh some more," he replied from the floor. "Tonight my match, and now I have to crash, but I'll be the king again next Saturday night." When the lights went out, there were no shouts. When they closed their eyes, it was no cat that was in his past. So don't ever cross the King of Saturday.
13 Engines, because I think we've had a couple minutes left here, so I'm going to squeak a little bit of Boss Hog in here from 1995, called, a song called Green Shirt. They're described as a full pelvic workout, and I was just moving my chair around a little bit here too. So yes, that's Boss Hog from New York from 1995, and this one goes out to Natalie. It's Master Stroke on CGSF, Boot Sauce from the Brown album in 1990. This one's for Natalie. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Shaking your old ass. The weekend went real slowly, yeah, little giving little teak. I see now up and down like Casper. Night went, oh, shake, shake.